up.
98 FM's
All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to
me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Good morning.
Guys, how excited are you to be performing at Maniac 25 at Three Arena in a few weeks?
Really excited.
Yeah,
it's so nice to play at home. We don't get to do it often, but actually this year we're playing at home quite a bit. So that's our first. So very exciting. Yeah.
And for Paddy's weekend as well. Do you know what I mean? It's so nice because I'm always like leave the kids and have to go off gigging to the UK or something for Paddy's Day. So the fact that you can be home and the lineup, I mean, is amazing. Those dance songs, it's going to be incredible.
The lineup is incredible. I think the roof might come off Three Arena. Of the other acts that you're going to be sharing the stage with, who are you kind of most excited to bopping along to?
I think one of my favourite rhythm as a dancer. I mean,
oh yeah,
I did spend. You know, what I mean? I love that song, and oh god, there's so many. Yeah.
Oh, Sinead picked out a good tune there. Like, yeah, I remember my childhood a lot with rhythm as a dancer.
Yeah, it's a great tune.
Yeah, I love that song.
So, guys, it's been 25 years since Maniac was released, and I want to go back to the year 2000 for a moment. So, what do you both remember from the year 2000? Like, what were you wearing? I think you would have already released C'est La Vie at that point, but yeah, in 2000, what's your fondest memory?
Oh my god!
I think we were in America a fair amount in 2000, actually, because we released C'est La Vie in 98. Right. So, by the time in 2000, I'm sure we were on Nickelodeon tour.
Yeah.
Who would that have been with, Sinead, at that point?
That was NSYNC and 98 Degrees, yeah.
Yeah, we were headlining that tour with Nickelodeon.
The majority of that year was on a tour bus.
Okay, so you spent the year 2000 mostly on a tour bus. Kiwi, we were chatting on the show recently about, the year 2000 and the millennium bug. Kiwi, how concerned were you about the millennium bug around the Y2K time?
Do you remember that? Oh my gosh, the absolute mayhem, and we were all frightened that everything was going to change. And nothing happened. I probably was concerned at the time, but I vaguely remember it now. But I remember the absolute mania of concern going around, and then, nothing actually happened. You know what I do remember from the year 2000 is they sent a space station up into space, or no, a capsule, and we're in it, our CD's in it.
No!
What?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
News to Sinead. So,
exclusive on 98 FM.
I remember.
Wow.
Yeah, I always tell the children about that. And then there's a copy of the Guinness World Book of Records from the year 2000. And we're in that as well.
Sorry,
so should there be any aliens out there who find us, they'll be like, oh.
They're listening to C'est La Vie.
Oh my gosh. Iconic. Will we be seeing some double denim at Three Arena on the 16th of March?
I'm sure
there definitely will be denim. There'll definitely be denim, whether it's double or not. Now it's still up for discussion.
Okay.
There'll definitely be denim in there. I think when there's not a piece of denim in sight, I think people are genuinely disappointed.
Yeah, totally.
There'll definitely be a nod. Sinead, you guys have said before that you'd like to represent Ireland at Eurovision. Could we see Bewitched at Eurosong next year?
I don't know. Do you know that? Like about 4 years ago, it was really kind of buzzing around us.
Mm.
And then we had a few kind of chats and a few meetings and stuff like that. But just now, the way things have gone and moved, I don't know whether it would be right for us.
Mm. But
right for Ireland, yeah. So, but never say never.
Never say never.
Okay, interesting. And Kiwi, have you watched the new Boyzone documentary with your brother Shane?
With the tissues. I did. I watched it by myself, actually, and I binge watched it way too late into the night for having little children. But I was like, I can't put it down. And you know what? I learned a lot. I didn't know everything that had happened. I think probably the biggest story that grabbed me was Mikey's. You know, he was so articulate in how he described everything he went through and everything he's still going through that my heart really went out to him. He was this young, fresh musician who had confidence, knew what he was doing when he went into the band, and he came out of it completely different. And I really, my heart went out to him. Mm. Now, obviously, I learned some things about what my brother had been through as well. And it was nice to sat with him the other night, literally discussing it all. And it was just nice to talk about it from a different angle. Mm. You don't know everything that everybody goes through, and they clearly went through a lot together.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
It was a very emotional watch.
Sinead and Keevy, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. We cannot wait to see you at Three Arena Sunday the 16th of March.
Are you going?
At Maniac 25. Absolutely. Yes. I'm going to be there. 100%.
Okay.
The two of us will 100%. Be
there.
100%. We're going to see you there. Maniac
thanks
25.
For having us, guys.
Three Arena. It's been great to talk to you guys. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks
Bye.
So much.
Bye.
Thanks
so much.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Lots of prizes. Chaos. And some glamour.
98 FM.
Yes, the game of Matchy Matchy. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if the answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win some fabulous prizes.
AI, Rebecca and Brendan are here to tell you all about them. Blend, blend, blend on the move with a portable blender.
Create your favourite sandwich with our toasty maker.
Ooh. Go shopping with €100.
Then relax for the day in a luxury Dublin health spa.
Win, win, win. Win, matchy, matchy. Win, win. What gorgeous prizes that could be yours. And we have the stunning Linda in Tala playing this morning. Linda, how are you?
Good morning.
Linda, I know you're a little bit nervous, right? So from Atala to Atala, where are you from?
Just off the Old Bond Road in Ribblecloms.
Oh, you're in the nice bit. Sorry, I'm down in Kilnamana. God's shame on me.
Linda, will you play along with Matchy Matchy? How do you do?
I do quite well sometimes. Like, I always get two, and a good few times I've got three.
Nice.
Right, so you've been a winner from home. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, are you going to be a winner for today? Now, Linda, the big question, as always, who are you choosing to play with for today?
Well, it's a hard one. I don't know who to choose.
Right.
What does your heart tell you, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay, after that, I have to pick Rebecca.
Oh! I'm going to the booth!
All right.
Oh my God, sorry. I'm actually intertwined with my headphones. I'm stuck. Okay, I'm going now. I promise.
She's leaving us now. Bye-bye. Enjoy the booth. Bring me back a present. Right, Linda. Here we go. Are you ready to play Matchy Matchy with me?
Yeah, it's going to be very hard, I know.
It's not. We're going to nail this. Right.
Okay.
Your first word, I've just cracked open the envelope, and your first word for Matchy Matchy, Linda, is egg.
Shell.
Oh, you were quick off the mark with that, Linda. Good for you. No, always go with what the heart says. Your second word, Matchy Matchy, this morning is north.
South.
And your third word is old.
Oh. New.
Old and new. Okay, so let's recap on these. For egg, you said shell. For north, you said south. And for old, you said new. Linda and Tala, are you going to lock in those answers for Matchy Matchy this morning?
I think I might change egg to egg cup.
Egg cup. Okay, so we're changing egg to egg cup. Are you happy with all your answers?
Yeah.
Right, let's lock them in. Come on back in, you. In you come.
I'm back.
How was the booth? Was it beautiful and gorgeous?
Yes, gorgeous. Lots of grapes in there this morning.
Really?
I'm not sure why.
Like a fruit bowl.
Yeah, okay. Very glam.
Right, Reb, let's go. Right. Your first word in this morning's Matchy Matchy is egg.
Egg cup.
Okay. Your second word is north.
North. North side.
Side. And your third word is old.
Old.
Yeah. Old.
I'm gonna go with old. And something. I'm going to say new.
Okay. So you said egg cup. You said north side. And for old, you said new. Did you match three words with Linda and Tala? No!
Oh,
you were
no!
so close.
Where did you I had, go wrong?
You had two.
Where did I go wrong?
North.
North. What did you say, Linda?
South. south.
Oh, Linda, God, said I won't south. I was in between the two and I said, Linda, so sorry. We were so close.
You've said time and time again, you've played and you've got 2 out of 3 and you were so close to 3 out of 3. So do me a favour. Make sure you text us in again because you could have a second chance to play matchy-matchy. You'll
Linda,
never, ever know.
Thank you so much for playing. We're going to send you out a goodie bag. Cheers.
Thanks, Linda.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.